We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. This is Justine Mader, your co-host, and I am beyond elated for this interview. And if you don't know why, you're going to know why in just a couple of seconds. We have already had just an amazing pep talk before we were talking podcast before we even pressed record, you guys. This lady is beyond incredible, and I'm going to tell you how I met her. Her name is Leah Key, and she is the one and only like glow babe in my life right now, and not only in sparkles and jewelry, but in inspiration and genuine love for humankind. And the reason I say this is because I got to serve on Jamie Kern Lima's great event Unstoppable for her book launch, Believe It. Just beyond incredible. She's incredible. She's another woman I got to get on the show. Hashtag goals, right? But we're working on it. But I was so incredibly honored to have Leah say yes. And Leah Key was one of the keynote speakers that was there. And her brand of jewelry is inspiring women across the globe, young and old alike, to really show up and sparkle without regret, sparkle without apologizing. And she's just full of all the love and kicks, guys. Without that, she's dying to just say hi. Hello, yeah. Leah.
Hi. Oh, I love you. I feel like we're sisters already. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going to be so incredible. So for those that don't know you, she's got an incredible story, you guys, from being homeless with her mother and siblings, I understand as well, in homeless shelters, and really just starting from, how would you say, almost like behind the rest of us, right? You know, I had a loving home and siblings that were cared for. We had our own home and all that kind of stuff, but she came from places that I can only imagine. And I would just love for you to share just a little glimpse, even if it's just one or two stories, about what that life was for you growing up and what, and being where you are now, like the contrast there.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share my story, because I believe the joy and the light is from where you come from. And my beginnings are truly humble. I love sharing that, because then you get to see how the power of choice it actually can change your entire life. I grew up in the inner city of Philadelphia in the most roughest, impoverished neighborhoods that you can find. And I love giving a quick visual so you can understand what I'm talking about. So that means trash riddling the streets, abandoned homes, violence just breaking out of nowhere, drug transactions happening on every corner. That's what I was born into. Then there's a moment that my single mother, amazing mother, I love highlighting, I think she's one of the most intelligent women that I have had in my life. My mother's no longer with me, but my mother was paralyzed by fear. And I love sharing that to the world, because even in her paralyzation of fear, she was able to speak life into her children, which was myself and my sister and brother. My mother broke her leg at a point, and that took us from poverty to destitute. From there, she couldn't even work anymore. So there was a moment where the padlock on the one little bedroom apartment that we had was locked, and we had no place to go. And for years, we lived in a homeless shelter. But the highlight of that is my mother speaking these words into us, saying, "Your predicament does not determine your destiny." And that was so powerful. And I'm young. I love to give the perspective of my age. I was around, I blackout specifics because it was so rough, but I was around fifth grade. Now, now I'm in these rough environments and seeing all this negativity. So little Leah, I love speaking in third person. Little Leah starts to become that, right? I love third person. I start to become what I saw. So being negative and doing negative things and failing in school. And the next light that brightened my life and actually clicked the light on for me was my mother asking me this one powerful question. I was coming home from school and she stopped me and she said, Leah, do you want to be a follower or a leader? And I did not understand that at fifth grade age, but she went further because I was looking confused. And she said, right now you're following the predicament that's around you and you will become everything that you see. But Leah, you can choose to lead your life. You can lead your life beyond our current predicament. You can see the light, you can choose the light, and you can define your own destiny. And she left it with one last sentence, Leah, you choose. And I get so emotional when I think of that, because isn't that beautiful? Wow. For a parent to give you the power at such a young age to choose your own life. And she clicked on the power of choice for me. And I start to choose. I always like to say I start choosing. I went back to school and asked for help in school, went to after school activities and start choosing all of these positive things outside of the norm. But what I was choosing was I was choosing life. Mm. I was choosing light. I was choosing joy. I was choosing my destiny. So I want to inspire anyone that's listening right now. You don't have to be in that predicament, but you could be feeling depressed. You could be feeling challenged about a family situation. I want to encourage you that your predicament is not your destiny, and to hear your inner voice and choose that light that is destined for you.
So incredible. And it's one of those things. There's so many points I could draw from this, Leah. Oh my gosh. Well, first off, bless your mother. Yes. And the number one thing that I feel so encouraged by is that not only do we need to be strong women ourselves, but we need to raise them. And she raised them.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. She did. And it's one of those things that I just hope that she blesses you with just so much joy through, you know, not that she's here with you, but wow. She lives through you. And yes. I think that that's so powerful right now. And so I think even with these messages, you guys, you got to think, you know, in darkness, you can be the light. No one can take that from you, and harness the power that is yours to control. Don't give that away. Don't give that away. And so I think the next question I have for you, Leah, is, you know, even in the beauty industry, that's a big world. That's a big world for a little girl. How did you decide that jewelry and sparkles and shine unapologetically was going to be? I mean, look at her. I mean, if you see the video, she's got bright yellow, guys. She's just all glowing, like to the point where it's just like, I can't take my eyes off her because it's just like, I can't be so beautiful. It's so gorgeous. And it's, you know, her smile is just as contagious, but it's one of those things that how do you, I'm a big advocate for self-care, especially for women, and we can't pour from any cup. I say you must overflow. How did you allow yourself to grow into the space in the jewelry industry coming from such meager beginnings? I would love to hear your QVC story.
Yes. Oh, so this story has so many juicy facets that I will give it to you. And so first, I would love to say that I start to understand the power of education. And I really honed in to education and soaking up. So I got my master's degree and my undergrad degree, and I was the only person to get a degree from my family. And isn't that amazing? Because that's the power of choice, right? That's defying odds, even when the times are rough and statistics say it's opposite. You push past that. And then so I realized that, oh, you really can do what you decide to do. So then start to listen to, right? If you choose to listen to your inner self. So then I said, oh, well, this choice thing works. So let me hear what the whisper is inside of me. So I encourage everyone that's listening. Sometimes we're choosing for what we know to be true based on a society level, like, oh, you should get these because this is the right path to go. But then I think you should take a moment to really listen to the whisper inside of yourself. Like, what is your calling? Where is your joy? And I found that my joy was in art. Like, I just found so much light and creativity. It's where I sparkled academically, not that great, but persevered through, let's be honest.
I love it.
And I love being real because you want to know, you don't have to be perfect. That's another, I'm going to go on many tangents because when I hear something calling to share, I think it's really important to share. Don't wait for perfection to do. Don't wait to say you're good enough or that you have the right standards or for qualifications to try. Do it anyway. And as you do it, you'll learn and you'll figure it out and fall and pick yourself back up all along the way. And you'll start progressing throughout it. So as I was choosing this, my mother, before she passed, saw me and looked in my eyes again. We love her and said, Leah, oh, you are sparkling now. You are choosing and you just have this beautiful light inside of you. And she gave me these really little earrings and she said, these earrings, you wear them, but never leave the house without earrings. It represents the light and the greatness and sparkle inside of you. So from those really beautiful, powerful words of my mother, I start to connect the symbolism of these wearable pieces of inspiration of light that defines the greatness inside of you. And personally, I just start hand sketching because I like creativity. My mother passed and I start hand sketching art, creative jewelry designs, just as a personal joy for myself. And I then decided, like, well, what can I do creative in my world? And I started, honestly, with hair and makeup. From my master's degree, I went back. Now, here's what's funny. So I want to tell you, sometimes you got to go up to come down and then go back up, right? Life is this peaks and valleys journey. If you look at my collections, I hand sketch everything in my collections. And my first collection is these continuous circles, but it shows how life rises and falls, but there's always sparkle through it. So I went back for cosmetology because I knew I wanted to pursue what was in my heart, creative. I had a master's, and with a creative cosmetology license, I had to sweep floors in a salon because with a master's degree, wow, it doesn't matter in the cosmetology field. And I was good with that. I know there's power in humbling yourself. Amen. So I humbled myself and learned the art of hair and makeup. And my dream was to work at QVC. It was just very interesting because I was working in a store and I found a lady who worked there and she was telling me how awesome it's 24/7 and that you can continuously do hair and makeup all the time. I put my target on that, but it took me 5 years to get into QVC as a hairstylist.
5 years, you guys.
I want to share that because dreams take time. Don't pressure yourself, right? Like a lot of us put these limits on when something should happen, but I think it's really powerful to know that if you're working towards your dream, whenever it happens, it's the right time. So through a beautiful heart that referred me to QVC, I got so many denials that I wasn't qualified. Someone then finally said, oh, I can be referred. And I finally got in as a QVC hair and makeup artist. Now, this was the next light that starts to truly illuminate the power that all things are possible. I start to style hair and makeup of QVC host and on-air guest. And I start to see these dream makers live and in person, living, manifesting out their destiny. People, the hosts were taking people's dreams and sharing them to the world. And these founders were taking their dreams and radiating them. And then I met beautiful two hearts, Jamie Kern Lima, founder of It Cosmetics, New York Times bestseller of Believe It book, amazing. And Vicky Tsai, the founder of Tatcha Skincare. These two hearts, I call them my sister now. Our lights connected. So I want you to know that your talent doesn't have to be that important, but it's the light that you radiate that matters. I truly believe that Jamie and Vicky saw my heart and they saw my light, my choice to light up the room. Like it didn't matter what my day was. when I walked in that salon and I walked around people, I chose to smile bigger than I could ever smile before. I chose to find the positivity in every rough situation, no matter what it was. And they saw this love in me and they took me under their wing and took me around the world, just welcoming me into the room where hairstylists and makeup artists would never, ever be. And that's God the power of choosing your person. God opens doors. That is so important, that let God be your leader, because then God will allow you to bring these beautiful people in your life. So I start to see truly that all things were possible. Yes. Like these women had a gift to give to the world. What they showed me was, if you have a gift, not to take, but to give to the world, you can truly manifest it and gift it, and it can be life-changing to the people to receive it. And it doesn't matter if it's in the form of skincare, makeup, it's something that's life-changing. So I knew that, I realized I had been hand-sketching this jewelry, right? My mother told me that this jewelry was light, and I was doing it just as personal joy. But when I finished styling my lovely hearts, the last thing they would say is, what earrings am I gonna wear? What necklace am I going to wear? What break? Yep. It was that completion, yes, before you went out to something big. It was that hug, that comfort, yep, right? That sparkle that you would seal everything in. And I realized, like, oh, I have to give my gift to the world. I have to. And I birthed it Valencia. So my jewelry name is Valencia Key. Valencia is actually my name. My mother is amazing, but I found that Valencia means brave, and key is defined as to unlock. So my mission of every wearer of Valencia Key jewelry is to unlock the bravery, unlock the light, unlock the choice, the perseverance, the joy, and pursue beyond your predicament to go to your greatest destiny. And it's just been such a magical journey, ups and downs, peaks and valleys, yes, but I'm grateful to inspire and touch hearts.
Oh my gosh. Well, you've touched mine. I want to jump up and down, but like I told her beforehand, I have a sleeping baby in my arms.
I love it so much.
I cannot do it. I'm trying to be so contained.
Can we get on that topic to where we as women, and anyone who's listening, don't let things limit you. Like, you have a beautiful baby, and you're not letting that stop you. Like, I can love my baby, I can take care of my baby, and I can radiate to the world. It's yes and in this world. And I love it.
Absolutely. Well, it's so crazy, because without embracing my role as mother in really raising my children, I wouldn't be here. My story was in dentistry. So it's one of those things where, by embracing what it is that was truly most important to me, taking, you know, I didn't have a job, I didn't know what that would lead to, you know, all that kind of stuff with my husband. It was one of those things where I didn't know where the future would lead, but I knew I was going to honor my priorities, which come first. And that for me was my family. And so for those of you listening, you know, they've heard this story a couple of times, because I have Elliot typically present for our episodes. Those things where it makes everything worth it, because you're honoring your priorities. You were honoring your priorities of sharing your message and being like, I'm not going to dull my sparkle. I'm not going to let my light go out. And you guys are going to have to light up too, because you're not going to be able to hold yourself back when you're around me. And so it's one of those things where I, as a leader, and I don't try to self-proclaim as a leader, because in the humblest of spaces, I've come from very small, you know, a small Minnesota town, you know, that kind of deal too. But it's like, but why not me?
Yes.
But why not,
My not message is through jewelry. When you wear it, it's this visual symbol. So when you get a piece of Valencia Key jewelry home and you're physically putting on these durable symbols, right? If you can wear a piece of jewelry from me, where I started in the most humblest beginnings, then if I can, you can. That is my number one message. This greatness and this love and this journey is not isolated. So I want you to wear these symbols, looking at it and saying, whenever you're feeling doubtful, whenever you're not feeling good enough, or if it's possible, look at that piece of jewelry and say, if Leah can physically do this, then I'm limitless to what I can accomplish. And it's exactly what you were saying. I love inspiring us to really walk in and embrace and radiate who we are, not what society says, not what someone told you, not what someone put you down with, but who you know to be true. If you're an awesome parent, radiate that.
Yeah.
If you're an art teacher, radiate that. Whoever you are, embrace that in its biggest, most boldest form. And that's honestly where you're going to find your joy and when you're going to be able to touch someone else's life, walking in your 100% truth.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, people I think are searching for the taboo word success.
Yes.
But, and maybe I'm wrong, but how I work with people often, Aaliyah, I would love your take on this. I try to help people define their own term of success because I feel that we can never achieve full joy, happiness, and freedom if it's on someone else's terms. I just think that's bogus. And it's one of those things that I think women especially have been taught, stigma, whatever it is, to think that other people can decide that for them. And I just, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it either. I'm done with women thinking that we can tell each other what to do too. I think there's plenty of room for all of us at the top. You know, some of you know, I do Clubhouse. I have the Queen's Table. There is tons of room at Queen's Table. There is not a single spot that will not be made for any other woman. And I just, I'm done with it. So I love how your story not only inspires people to be like, you know what, I came from the worst of the worst and now I'm here. But I would also love for you to really inspire people with the fact that you are still kind of the world's best kept secret. You're still kind of small out there in the
I am very small. Ocean. Not kind of small.
You're not kind of small. You're the best. But I just think it's such a testament because you guys, it's not about the numbers. It's
no.
Not about the numbers. It's about the relationships that were established, and whether that was with Jamie in your story or if it's you with Joe Blow, someone else, it doesn't matter. The power is in the relationships and how you show up consistently for yourself and the people that you care for. And you know, we're all trying to become better. So I'm not saying that we start out perfect, because goodness knows we don't.
Yeah.
So I'm not a preacher of perfection. I'm a preacher of progress. And
yes.
I think that's the difference. And I would just love for people to hear from you, like what that journey and how you get over that comparison issue, because man, some of these leaders that you were on stage with Tony Robbins. I mean, come on, like that's that's just phenomenal. But it's one of those things, like, how did you get over the, you know, the comparison battle and owning your space in that room on that stage?
That is so beautiful. I love this topic. I honestly feel that this mindset that we're talking about is how I'm able to keep moving forward. There's one thing that I hold true to myself. I cannot live in a mindset of comparison. I am inspired. I do not compare. Meaning what comparison? Because people are like, well, what does that look like? They sound pretty similar. Yeah. Well, comparison means you see something great and then you put yourself next to it and start to evaluate what you have connected to what they have and how it's not good enough, right? Mm-hmm. That's comparison. Leaves you out. You'll die every time to that. Mm-hmm. Inspiration is seeing greatness, letting your eyes brighten up so wide and seeing the greatness as a testimony to you that it is possible. Because we're all human beings. So if you see a human being doing something that you find inspiring and amazing, let that be a light to you that it's possible to do, because we're all the same.
I love that.
The second thing is I live boldly in my smallest moments. So I am a baby infant brand at everything I'm doing, I must admit. I'm still here packing boxes with my friends helping me. I'm still answering every email. I'm trying to figure every moment out, but I don't let that define the inspiration and the love and what I can give to the world right where I'm at in this very moment.
Absolutely.
You don't have to wait to get a specific number or grow to a specific size or do a big enough thing to have a great gift to give to the world. I really truly believe that. I feel like where you are, whoever you are awesome right now, and you can boldly shine that awesomeness to the world because someone needs it.
Oh my gosh.
We need people at every level in our life. I get emotional when I think about it. Like, I'm honored Jamie loves me so much because she put me on that stage with so many awesome hearts, because we all needed to see a variety of people at a variety of levels in life, because someone needed to see small little Leah trying to persevere through the hardships of entrepreneurship. Someone needed that right now.
Absolutely.
Right? And so whoever you are and wherever you are, someone needs your story.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where you are. They need that to know that it's possible. So don't compare. Please radiate in every level of your life. And I promise you, not only will you touch your own life and grow, you'll touch so many other people's lives with it. And I think that's the beauty of a great life.
Absolutely.
And when we define success, success is joy, peace, and perseverance and comfort, right? Mm-hmm. And where those things lie for you is what we need to truly understand. How do you find peace? Well, peace, there's no peace in trying to stack up to society standards. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Amen.
I'm going to cancel that out. If you thought it was peace, it's not. I don't use hard facts often, but I will say that.
When you do, you mean it.
Peace is not standing up to standards. Peace is standing up to where you reside and finding comfort in where you reside, finding comfort in who you are. Joy, when you find peace, then you can find joy.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And peace has to pass understanding, meaning the storm is super rough. Like, as an entrepreneur, I'm going to tell you, it is rough over here. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I describe it as a roller coaster, but I always say that I ride the roller coasters with my hands up and I scream the whole way. So that's just how I do it. So yeah, we're totally going to have to do Six Flags someday. But yeah, no, it's one of those things where if you're able to anticipate it, then regardless of what the storm, regardless of what the valley, you will endure, you will persevere, because that's what you chose. And that goes back to the beginning of this discussion, where choosing is the ultimate decision that all of us have to do. And to actually follow through with what it is that we decide is the ultimate definition of if we become what we decide. So that's
a good one. Oh, you know, I love dropping a mommy nugget. So my mother,
yes, go for it.
Told me from the very beginning. So I must admit, I didn't start like this. I wanted to quit things. And I like sharing that, because you don't have to be there to get there. So I back in high school, I wanted to be in this performing arts high school. I auditioned and I got in. I got to the high school and it was so different, because remember, I was coming from this really rough public school system where they were all followers and no one was an individual, and it was a lot of pressure, right? So then I get to this creative school and everyone's their own self and their light and their love, and it's just so much that I felt intimidated. And so I told my mother that I wanted to leave. Can she please transfer me from this school? And this was a nugget I learned from her, so I'd love to share with you all. She said, you will not quit. You cannot succeed in quitting. You start something, that's your decision, you finish it until the end. And then if you finish it out into some form of completion, if you don't want to do it again, that's fine. But at least you have completion under your belt. And it's really taken me so far, because I love trying different things, right?
Right.
I got my degree, completion.
Yes.
Whether I do that again, completion. Then I went into art, completion. I went to hair and makeup, cosmetology, completion. And all of those levels of completion build up to your purpose in life. So they're not wasteful.
No.
So everything you're trying, complete it to its full magnitude, and then move on to what God has for you. And I promise that will build into your life's purpose. It's such a beautiful thing.
It's so incredible. And that's actually a huge testimony and confirmation to hear from you, Leah. And I'll tell you why. I work with people as accountability and really disciplining them to actually put into action their priorities in their life and business. And I had somebody just ask me the other day, they're like, how do I stop buying courses? I'm addicted to buying courses. I said, because you don't have the discipline to finish them.
Yes!
You don't have the discipline to finish them. It has nothing to do with that the course is not good. It has nothing to do with the content. It has nothing to do with the outcome. Because you don't have an outcome. You haven't given yourself the time to create the results by persevering through whatever it is that you set out to do. And so it's one of those things, even in business, you guys, if you didn't fully commit to something, give it time to actually develop. You can't harvest corn before the corn stalk grows. Like, yes! You can't do that, right?
Yes.
So it's one of those things where you got to be able to take measured action that's timed towards the actual thing that you're creating. She didn't get into QVC, guys, for 5 years.
Five whole years.
That's a long time.
That's
a long time. But it's one of those things that it was worth it. It was worth it.
Completion. I love that. I love you saying, put in the dedicated time to fully get in it, fully embody it, because without fully taking it all in, you really don't learn.
We can't. And we can't develop, and we can't expect our people to develop with us, because so many times, right, guys, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, we want a following. We want people to be growing with us. And the reason why Leah has been able to do what she's doing is because she's all in. She doesn't need to have a big following. She's all in already. So every person that is, you know, following her is a raving fan that can't get enough of her. So it's one of those things, you guys, it's not reinventing the process. The process is there. It's so simple, but it's not easy. That's what trips people up.
It's not easy. That's what I love. I realize, you know, the journey is all things are possible. Yes. You do understand that in that possibility, there's a lot of hard work and a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. So you have to be willing to go through the storm for what you want to be possible. I loved how we talk about numbers. I want to touch on that, Leslie, because I wanted to serve in a way that when you think of numbers or even in business, maybe you don't have as many clients or get an attraction that you feel you should get. I do want to share the power in what you already have.
Ooh, so go for it.
There's power in who you already have, what you already have, and what you're already doing. And I'd love for us to take time to celebrate and honor and give gratitude to that. If it's one person, do you know the power that you are doing to touch one life? If you've touched one life, you've changed an entire generation, because that one life is going to take whatever blessing you gave them and teach their children, teach their auntie, teach their cousin, teach their brother, and you've changed an entire generation. So I would love to dispel the falsities of seeing these statistical numbers as true value. Now, there is power in numbers, not discrediting that. And we always want to grow and expand. Absolutely. But if we bring it back down to the smallest form, the magnitude in which you are touching in the numbers that you have, in the clients that you have, is life changing.
Absolutely.
So celebrate the greatness that you are doing right now.
That's so good. And
right?
Well, it's one of those things, like, we're not waiting for the perfect time. We talked about that earlier. We're not waiting for the perfect number. We're not waiting for the, you know, certain amount of followers. We're not waiting for, it's one of those things where we're waiting for the what? No, we're starting with the now. And I think that, you know, even as you were talking, somebody else said this, somebody wise, I don't remember, but they made the parallel with Jesus and the 12 disciples. They're like, he only had 12 followers. Imagine if your Facebook, your Instagram, your anything, he had 12 followers, but he poured his entire self into those 12 people that changed nations. I mean, if we're going from ripples to waves, you guys, there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Thank you for sealing that up, because that's exactly my feeling.
But that's exactly what you're doing, Leah. that's exactly what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. I mean, people look at me all the time. They're like, wait, you interviewed this person? I'm like, I know, I can't believe it. but it's showing up 1,000% every single time. And the followers, I do care about. Yes, I'll be human. I'll be honest. Yes, it would be nice.
Of course.
But ultimately, I know every single person that's following me. I know them and I love them and I support them. And I know what they're doing in their business. And that's a gift that not many people have. Because goodness knows Tony Robbins doesn't know every person that's following him. So it's just a different blessing in the journey. So appreciate the blessings that you have. Embrace the joy that they provide. And grow through it, you guys. That's what Leah's all about. She's doing it. She's doing it. Oh, she's killing it. So with that, Leah, I just want to ask like a couple more questions. Your time is so valuable and I'm so grateful that we can.
I'm having so much fun.
Oh, I know. We could talk for hours. We really could. but genuinely speaking, I would love to talk to you a little bit about the fact that it is Black History Month and you are a huge, huge inspiration to me, but I don't look at you as being a Black sister. And I want to talk to you about it because not only do I feel that I connect with you, but I want to know how I can help be the change to make sure that I look at you as the sister that you are because you bleed red, not because your skin color is brown.
Yes. Like
that, how can I help be that person? And what can I do or how can we make sure to share that message today? Because not only do I want to respect you, but I also want you to know, like, I don't look at you for that. I look at you as my sister from another mister. And I'm really excited that we got to connect. Like, how do we create that space?
Yeah. Now, I love this question. I love it. I love it. Well, it's so great because someone asked me something similar yesterday. And it is wonderful to share that we're all having this conversation. So I want to say thank you for us being able to have a conversation because first it starts with that. It starts with the empathy and the heart to want to know, to want to learn, and to want to grow and be better and help in any way possible. So thank you for that. I think the next thing is what happens is when we talk about these isms, all isms that create these negative stereotypes and actions and things against a group or a thing.
Yeah.
It's the highlighting of the negativity that causes it to spread. If we can say yes and agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
So my way and how I feel that we can start to tip the scale in the opposite direction and heal the world is taking these actions and these groups of people and re-highlighting them in the most beautiful, prominent, glorious, magnificent, positive light that we can possibly do. Because knowledge is power and knowledge spreads. So when you share knowledge of the greatness of people, it has to spread. Just like when you spread negativity of a person or a thing, it spreads. So when we tip the scales, you start to take that group of person and not see them as their color and highlight them as, oh, this is a fill in the blank. But you actually start to see that group and find the greatness and people in that group that is being attacked and being negatively portrayed in the society. And you take them and you highlight the love and the greatness and not title them as the race, just share them as the human that they are.
Thank you.
And through sharing their greatness as the human that they are, it's just nature that people will see who they are and see a race or a color or whoever they are and start to see that race in a whole different light. Because you chose to highlight the greatness of the person, not the greatness of not the race of a person, but the greatness of a person. And that will help start to put more education and highlight in the world of the beauty of all of us and the love and the greatness of all of us. So people can see like, oh my God, everyone is amazing. And let me stop thinking that way, please. Oh my God, I had that horrible view about fill in the blank, but look at this. I keep saying it and it's not true. Oh my God, I'm gonna rechain my thought now. And I think that's the power.
That's so powerful. And it's a power that we all hold, you guys. It starts with us. it starts with us. If we want to change the world, we got to change ourselves. And I think that's the most, and there's no better time than now. There's no better time than now. And if you've had, you know, an unfortunate circumstance with anyone of any color, yes, of any place, of any time, it's one of those things that I do pray that you're able to heal through that. And I do pray that you are able to, you know, reset your vision of who those people are, regardless of what their race is. Cause I know there's so many evil people out there, but there are
so many and we're human
people too. There are so many good people too. And we grow. And there's a big project. One of my partners is working on Forgiven Felons. We can change, we can grow, we can improve. And it's not, you know, a certain time doesn't define our future. Like you were saying from the wise words of your mother, it does. Your current place doesn't define your destiny. You define your destiny and you are the one that's in control. So just be inspired by everything that Leah shared today and be encouraged to take the steps towards your destiny, because you can do it.
And to help change your own mindset, right? Like we're human. So maybe we had negative experiences and things like that, but you didn't have negative experiences against a ism or race. You just had an experience from a person. And any person can have negativity in their spirit. You catch me on the bad day, you'll find negativity in my spirit.
You better call me when that happens. We'll get that cleared away.
I fight against it every moment, right? I'm fighting my ego every moment because I want to choose to be. One of my collections is called Rooted. And so I hand sketch these roots because when you define what your roots are, and I want to share this, it's a good nugget. So you don't have to be born this way. Your parents didn't have to teach you this. It didn't have to be in your culture. You can see what is great and what is love and what is goodness in the world. And right now you can define what that is for you. And right now you can grow those roots. And so for me, I've defined myself to be rooted in joy, to be rooted in love, to be rooted in peace, to be rooted in light and perseverance. Those are my roots. So when you think of a tree, the strength of a tree is at the base of the roots. And when you deeply root yourself into these defined places you want to be, no matter what the winds above are doing, you will not fall. The tree will sway and it'll move, but it cannot break when the roots are strong. So even when society is pushing against me, and I feel my human checking in and my ego coming out, I look at my jewelry as a reminder and I say, Leah, what do you say you're rooted in? Oh, you're rooted in love? Okay, Leah, so is the action that you want to give out right now love? No? So then find what love looks like and give that action, because that's what you define yourself to be rooted in. So I'm always able to check in to who I want to be in the world and give that out. So that's just a beautiful place to just reroot yourself and who you want to be.
Well, but taking that step back too, to be like, no, those aren't my roots. Nope. That's not what I'm doing. That's not me. Wait, that's the wrong tree. Nope. I'm not doing that.
Oh, like, that's the wrong root.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. No, I don't want that water. Thank you. No, I'm. Yes. No, exactly. That's so powerful. But guys, it comes back to the choice. It all comes back to the choice. And you know, choosing your destiny, becoming who you were created to be. Out of 7.7 billion people in the world, you are you, and we need you to embrace the fullness of yourself. And no better than Leah to inspire you today. Leah, where can they find more of you? They're going to need so much more of you in their life. I tell you what.
Please, I need you all in my life. I feel like light radiates more light. There's no such thing as light dimming another light. So when you all connect with me, we are permeating our lights even brighter in the world. So please find me at my website, www.valenciakey, that's V as in victory, valenciakey.com. What I love about my website, and I'm working on it daily, everything is work in motion, but when you land on my website, my prayer is I would love for you to wear Valencia Key jewelry. That is my dream, because I feel like when we shine wearing Valencia Key jewelry, we inspire others to shine with us. We create a community of greatness. So thank you for radiating my light. But also when you go to the website, I just love for you to hopefully, I put little words of love on the website. And I hope even as you're looking at the jewelry, hopefully you grab a word of inspiration. If you leave with just that wins for me. And put your email into my joy box. I call it my joy box, my scriptures box, just because what I do is something different. I have love moments that come to me in my head, like a message, a word. And I like to share that out to my hearts that are connected to me, because maybe you're needing that right now. That message that came into my heart is not just for me, it's for someone who needs it. So I always like to share something that may inspire you through your day. So that is a beautiful way where we can stay connected on my website. But also, I love Instagram. I love, because it's real life and in person, right? It's a living thing that we can really feel like we're actually in the same room together. That's why I love social media. So find me personally on my Instagram at Leah Valencia Key. That's where you find my fun, my joy. Where in the world is Leah today? I'd love to share that. Or my jewelry Instagram. What I love about my jewelry Instagram, they're two different entities. And I think we're going to talk about that, because you actually get to see the jewelry on everyone. Gray hair, brown hair, blonde hair, you know, just beauty in all forms, and not the form of beauty on the external, but the beauty inside. And I share this internal beauty messages with every image that I put up to hopefully touch your heart on a different level. So I'd love at Valencia Key Design for you to be with me on that journey.
Oh, that's so incredible. Her website, her socials, they'll all be in the show notes, you guys. So no hesitation and no excuses either. You can follow her on all the things. And I think it's super important for people to realize, not only is she the person behind the brand, but she really wants to amplify the brand as well. And so if you're trying to figure out how you're going to do that, maybe give that a shot, where you're like, I want to include all my quirkiness, but I also want to have somewhere that's clean and professional for people to check stuff out on. You know, there's one in every crowd. Everyone likes it different. So that's a really great way to connect and be yourself through the expression of your brand as well.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a great nugget to give to everyone who's listening. It's so hard. And I didn't know that myself. I must admit, one of my beautiful friends, Jill, she educated me on that. Just like you said, like, there is a space for having two forms, right? Where people can just see all of you, right? When they just want to see Leah, they can just see all of Leah. And then there's a space for people who want to see the jewelry, right? Just take the jewelry in with no distractions. Exactly. And so I learned that there's power in separating those two, but still giving the same love, the same joy, and the same inspiration and heart in the energy of both forms.
So have both places. Yes. Have it all. It's not a matter of either or, it's a matter of yes and yes, right?
Yes.
That's the theme of today, you guys. That was so incredible, Leah. Thank you so much for being on the Virtually Limitless show. You were beyond inspirational, and you're just glowing from all the things from inside. Your soul is just so contagious. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It was an honor, a joy, and truly a blessing. I really want to say to you, thank you for seeing my light and loving me. And it means truly the world to me. And thank you, everyone who's listening, for I pray something landed in your heart that gives you a little light in the world today and a little joy and a lot of love. I love you all.
So much love for the Virtually Limitless family. We'll catch you next time, guys.
If you learned anything from the show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.